This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Welcome to the FUBAR Radio Rock Show with me, Joel Dobbitt.
That wasn't a rock intro, mate.
Oh, damn
it. You can't do that. Hello, hello.
Welcome to the rock show.
Hello, Ed Gamble as well.
And we're here with for the next 3 hours, mate.
It's a long time, isn't it?
It's a long time, but we will stretch it out and make it as sort of thinly spread.
Right, that is not starting with the requisite energy that you say. Look, it's a long time, right? So we're really going to stretch it out, guys. There's going to be quality so thinly spread like the thinnest of marge across this radio bread.
Yeah, with just a few lumps of joy.
Oh, a lump of marge.
Oh, beautiful.
Whack a lump on now, mate. Let's kick. Look, this energy's not high enough.
Okay.
Put a song on.
Right, here we go. Next 3 hours, the rock star and food. Oh, shit.
Oh, mate.
Shit. I was so ready to go into a song that it was going to be amazing.
Cover it up. Put a song on.
Okay. Here we go. The next 3 hours on the FUBAR Radio Rock.
Pathetic.
Here we go. Was that the drive-in with one-armed scissor?
Right. That was not good radio, Joel. That's driving.
So now you're complaining about my diction.
Yeah, I am complaining about your dick and your shin, both of which are out. No one wants to see those.
It's the summer. You've got to have your shins and your dick out. It's the World Cup tonight, mate.
Mate, shorts are not... Shorts, fine. Shins out, that's all right. Dick out, no. That would be amazing if the new shorts was basically material that wrapped around your thighs.
You're complaining about my crotchless shorts.
I'm complaining about your crotchless shorts, yeah, that your dick and balls are out and your ass.
I mean, I thought it was like a new thing, because I thought it was impressive, because, you know, there's chaps.
It's not impressive.
There's chaps.
It looks chapped.
No one's got, you know, short chaps.
No.
It's a new thing.
It's not a new thing, mate. It's called exposing yourself.
Because my leather chaps, they were just really warm, you know? In this weather, it was really getting sweaty.
No one.
Luckily, your balls
chaps.
Don't get sweaty because yeah. They're fully out.
If you wear chaps, your chaps will be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be a breeze getting to those.
That's the phrase that I'm using to push my product.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice. And it's, of course, in the States at the moment, it's gay pride, and you often see on those floats there'll be a lot of chaps in chaps.
Yep.
So maybe get yourself over there.
I'm gonna go and get myself a little stall.
This is the rock show, mate. We're not talking about your dick and shins all day.
Why not?
Because that's not what we're here for. That was at the drive-in, one-armed scissor.
Very good diction.
Thank you very much, and I'll keep them where they belong. Are you wearing shorts today?
I'm actually not, no.
No, we should let everyone know, just in case it's raining when you're listening to this. This is a pre-record. We normally do the rock show live, coming in your ears, right? But today, this is a pre-record, and from now on, will be a pre-record.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing it these days.
We were, you know, we've been relegated.
Yeah. No, we've not. We've been promoted.
Oh, okay.
We've been promoted because they're like, we love the rock show. We want it to happen every week. And we were like, shut up, guys. We're too busy to do it every week live,
yes.
All right? What, do you think we're not traveling around the country, making people laugh, earning all the money? We can't be popping into your tin pot app station and doing a live show every week at the same time. And they were like, please, we love you. So we were like, all right, pre-record, people.
Pre-record it.
But that doesn't mean you can't get in contact.
Yes.
You can still get in contact. You contact us on the normal ways.
Mm.
Best way is email rock@foobarradio.com.
New email as well.
That is a new email. We now represent the entire genre of rock music on FUBAR Radio.
There's no other rock things on FUBAR.
Now, I've actually set up a system, Joel. Any other DJ or presenter, however you want to class them, wants to play anything within the rock genre, they have to text me or you to double check. And it's only text.
Yeah, no one else is allowed to do anything rock-based.
Yeah.
Because obviously then they would have to have the email like rock_123.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we can't be having any of that. So if someone else wants to play Foo Fighters or something, they have to get in contact with us beforehand.
Exactly.
But pre-recorded, still get in contact. We're going to be chatting about things today. We've got a few things to chat about. We've got a few bits of interaction.
What do you want to chat about, Ed?
Oh, mate, I've got loads of things I want to chat about. Firstly, I want to say, at the drive-in, were a brilliant band.
Excellent.
And they were sort of, I feel like they were besmirched a little in the rock world.
Good word.
Thank you. Because they became a bit of an NME sort of love band.
Mm.
That album, how do I forget the name of that album? How have I done that, Joel? You obviously don't know the name of it.
Is it
No, right. No. No, Joel doesn't know the name of it. So, I can't believe I've forgotten that. It's an absolutely huge album. I absolutely love it.
Dictions. It's called Dictions.
Dictions. That's what they were called before, Out the Driver.
Yeah.
That was an amazing album. And Enemy really went with it. And they put them on the Enemy tour and stuff like that, I seem to remember. I went to see them at London Astoria.
Crikey.
What I remember is that they hated crowd surfing or moshing and demanded everyone stand still and watch them.
The band?
The band hated crowd surfing and moshing.
Who hates crowd surfing and moshing?
And someone threw a carling at the lead singer, Cedric.
Wow.
His name was Cedric, mate. Cedric Bixler.
Oh, what a legend.
Yeah. Big hair.
Who's a rock star that doesn't like crowd surfing?
Well, I think it is dangerous.
It is dangerous. To be fair, he was looking out for the health and safety of the people.
Get in contact with us for next week. We can have a chat about crowd surfing. Have you ever crowd surfed? Have you ever moshed? Do you think it's dangerous? Let's have a proper discussion about this next week.
That's a good discussion, Ed.
Let's lay it down on the line next week. I'll tell you, I've crowd surfed in the past.
How did it go?
Not well. I was a larger gentleman than I am now. I remember being a pit shifter gig in 2001 with some friends, and I was a lot heavier than I am now. And all of the friends we all scattered and went to different bits of the gig. We were moshing. Got separated, basically. And I went for a crowd surf, and I was on top of the crowd. And all I remember hearing was, "Oh, Ed, you fat cunt!" And I looked down, and it was my friend Jack's head just squashed under my ass. I'm like, "Oh, I found you."
He was looking right at your pitch shifter.
Yeah, he was looking right up my pitch shifter. See daylight coming through. It was awful.
I once crowd surfed.
Broke his neck. In a wheelchair now.
I didn't know that was the end of the story. Oh, yeah. We killed him. Dead. I killed a man.
Shattered his vertebrae.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Like the DJ from Slipknot just jumping off a speaker and damaging people.
Yep, can't do it. It's dangerous.
I like the fact that he had to stop doing it because people started to get injured.
Yeah.
And the parents started to complain.
Well, it's genuinely dangerous.
It's dangerous.
But it's so much fun watching someone do a big jump.
Oh, I did. I crowd surfed at Reading Festival. I might have told you this story. I did, and it was during Blink 182, and I had a nosebleed. I had a nosebleed, and so
because of anything?
No, just because I get them when
just
I get stressed.
You're an absolute wiener.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I get them when I get stressed.
Yeah,
and I was quite a stressful atmosphere.
Sure, and
in
then
the mosh pit.
The nosebleed makes you more stressed.
Yeah,
and then you and shit yourself. But if you get one level of stress is nosebleed, any more shit yourself.
Yep.
And then you're stressing about the shit yourself and your eyes fall out.
Yep. I get all stressed. I'm a muddy pitch shifter. That made me laugh more than anyone else, I expect. I thought, oh, I'll crowd surf out.
Yeah.
And I crowd surfed.
Because you had a nosebleed.
Because I had a nosebleed because I got stressed.
That is the most pathetic reason for crowd surfing I've ever heard in my life.
I was like, oh, God, I've got to step this up. I'm going to go crowd surf.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've got to get out of this. I started crowd surfing.
Maybe one of the security guards will have a wet wipe.
Yeah. And I was going across the old crowd. Yeah. And
old crowd, were they?
Yeah,
Blink 182.
Yeah, they're old now.
Ancient.
And Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge or Tom DeLong? I don't know which.
Don't
one
know how
is.
To spell yeah. it. Depending on which side of the Chanel you are.
Yeah, you can tell whether someone's English or from France by the way they say Tom DeLong from Blink 182's name.
Or how they say.
Or how they say Blink 182. I mean,
Blink. We
knew the French for 182. But the English way of saying it is surely Blink 182.
Yeah, yeah.
The actual way, the American way, and they are American, so we should treat them with the respect they deserve, Blink 182.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yep. You're crowd surfing across some old people's heads looking for a wet wipe.
So, the crowd surfing across these people, and then Tom DeLonge, he looked at me, saw that I had a nosebleed, and he clearly went, "Fuck, this guy's extreme." And then he pointed at me. He went, "Oh!"
He just pointed at you.
He just pointed, and I was just like,
That stressed you out even more, and you started bleeding from your mouth.
Oh, God. Blood, constant blood. And I got down and went to the first aid tent. And
did he walk past and see you in there? He was really disappointed. He's like, "I'm taking my point back." You're a loser.
You should have just dealt with it, mate.
Ugh, I'm stressed.
Yeah, he admittedly, he didn't know that it was stress-induced.
He thought you'd been punched in the face.
Yeah, he thought maybe that I got extreme.